Well, the league action takes a back seat this week, but Finn Harps and Derry City both in action in the last 16 of the FAI Cup. We'll start with Finn Harps, Anthony, who are at home to Bray for the second time in a week. But in between the 2-2 draw last week with Bray and tomorrow night's cup fixture, Harps have actually managed to squeeze in an away win in Kerry on Monday night. That's a good result on the road.
A brilliant result, you know, given the, you know, the situation that Finn Harps find themselves in, you know, in the first division, financially cash-strapped and, you know, having to travel up and down to Kerry in one day. And they're doing most of their home games like that. But to go to Kerry and get a result is a very positive performance for Finn Harps. And they have been in a good vein of form, Finn Harps, you know, in the last 10 matches. They've only lost two games, which is really encouraging. And I remember, I think the last time we spoke, Mark, we talked about, you know, the cup run, keeping their season alive. But, you know, you look at them, and if we're trying to be positive and, you know, put a bit of a slant on that, you know, Finn Harps are only 7 points off a playoff place with a game in hand, which is real progress for this team, because, you know, it is a young team, and, you know, they've signed a lot of players over the summer, and it's, you know, quite a new squad at the minute. So I do have to say that things are looking very positive for Finn Harps at the minute.
Yeah, and tomorrow night's opponents, Bray. If we go back to last Friday's game against Bray, I mean, they must take positives from being in the fact that they were 2-0 up with nearly 70 minutes on the clock. To be pegged back, they will have been really disappointed and annoyed to have let that slip. So I suppose that makes Monday's result even more impressive that they were able to bounce back.
Yeah, it's really good because, you know, Bray are a quality first division team. You know, they're sitting in third in the league, you know, just 5 points behind Cove. And, you know, Bray traditionally are a strong club in the first division. And, you know, Harps haven't been 2-0 up. It will be disappointing for them, but it's a wee lesson for them as well going into this game that, you know, don't be looking at the clock. Even though you're 2-0 up, they're still... You play until the 90th or 95th minute, and Finn Harps found that to their cost against Bray last weekend when I think it was the 96th minute when Bray got their equaliser. So, but again, they'll be positive going into the game because they've actually played quite well against Bray this year. And as I said, the new signings have given everyone around the club a bit of a lift, and there's a bit of positivity about them going into this game.
And they're getting another crack at Bray this week. As you said, we spoke a couple of weeks ago and you did allude to the fact that the Cup is keeping Harps season alive. Kevin McHugh said, I mean, this is a massive opportunity against a first division team to get into an FA Cup quarter final, and then who knows what'll happen.
Absolutely. You know, the Cup, it's all about on the day. League form goes out the window, and again, it's one of them where with the new signings have come in, it has give them a bit of a lift. They'll be looking forward to the cup game where, you know, it takes their eyes off the pressures of the league and trying to stay away from the bottom two or three and trying to push towards playoffs. So the cup does give them that opportunity to, you know, for a bit of excitement for the supporters as well. And as you say, they're one game off the quarter final. And when you get to that stage, you're just looking at home ties and as favourable as possible. And I can guarantee you there's, you know, if Finn Harps do manage to get past Bray, get a home tie in the quarterfinal, there's not many clubs fancy travelling to Finn Park, even the Premier Division clubs, because they've always found it a difficult place to go to. And the most important thing for Finn Harps is trying to get past Bray this Friday night.
Just finally, Finn Harps, a word on them new signings that you were talking about. The likes of Zarouk, Mpongo, Cooney, they've all come in, they've all scored goals. Cooney got the winner on Monday. They've all had such good impacts. And as you say, no team would want to face Finn Harps in a quarter final at Finn Park.
Absolutely not. You know, as I said, you know, about the new players coming in and giving them a lift. Like I've seen comments from some of the younger boys saying it's great to train with these boys, and you know, it brings a bit of excitement and a bit of flair to the club, you know, when you bring boys in from different nationalities that have experienced in different leagues. And you know, I know from my own experience as a young boy and playing at Finn Harps, and I remember the excitement around when Johnny Masekela came into the club from South Africa, and you know, it gave the whole place a lift. And I know we're talking different times now, but the excitement of having a foreign player coming and playing alongside you in Finn Park. And I'm sure the young players that Harps have at the moment will feel that same excitement of, you know, lads. I mean, Cooney's got international experience with St Kitts and Nevis. So, you know, it's an exciting time for them. And the problem with Finn Harps is if these players come in and do well, like, they're going to be on everybody's radar, and the problem is then trying to hold on to them. But I'm sure for the short term, everyone at Finn Harps will be hoping that the new signings come in and do well anyway.
Let's move on to Derry, and it's been difficult to speak about Derry this season without mentioning that word consistency, but you just can't really get away from it. They've been so unpredictable, and a scoreless draw at home to Cork last Friday doesn't really suggest they've turned any corners.
No, and like, as we spoke previously, Mark, about this, the only consistent thing about Derry this season has been their inconsistency. And maybe we're a wee bit harsh on them when you look at them, and I know they're sitting third in the table, but it's just the fact that they have had so many, you know, maybe false dawns. Like, they had a run there where they did three impressive ones in a row, away to Pats, away to Shells, home to Drogheda, and they follow that up with a home victory against Waterford. But then they go to Sligo, get beat 2-0, and go to Rovers and get beat 2-0, and then draws against Bowes and Cork. So they've gone four games now without a victory. So for the amount of investment that Derry City have put into the team this year, they'll be expecting more, especially in the league. You know, as I said, that they are sitting in third, but they're 11 points behind Shamrock Rovers, who, you know, it's their league to lose at this stage. But I think from every Derry City player and every Derry City supporter, the emphasis now will be on a cup run. But at home to the cup holders, Drogheda, and Derry have always found them to be a formidable and difficult opponent. And, you know, and Kevin Doherty, Drogheda, I think you always know what you're going to expect when you play Drogheda. They're well set up. They're physical. They're aggressive. And they're very disciplined. And, you know, while they're sitting in fourth in the league, and, you know, they're, and rightly so, like, because of the effort that the players put in. So, like, a home tie for Derry City against Drogheda is, by no stretch of the imagination, a foregone conclusion.
Just looking at some of the other games this weekend in the Cup, Derry and Drogheda on Saturday night, probably the tie of the round, but you've also got a tasty one on Sunday, a Dublin derby between St Pat's and Shelburne.
Yeah, Pats and Shells, like, it's one of them where Shells are in this season, you know, having had the success of last year and won in the league last year, and then they'll have they'll be going into the Pats game on the back of the disappointment of losing out in the Europa League game during the week. And Pats is another one where, again, Stephen Kenny's gone there and he's had a lot of backing from the club. They've invested heavily in the squad. So I think Shell still have the crack at the Conference League, but I think for both Pats and Shells, they'll be looking to extend their season by progressing the Cup, because I think they'll be realistic to look at this stage, Mark, to say that, you know, Shamrock Rovers are in the driving seat for the league, and then the European places is Bowes and Derry's pushing for them. So I think the Cup is going to be their best chance at progressing in Europe, and the best chance of silverware for this season.
Another interesting game is Sligo's trip away to Bowes tomorrow night. Sligo had been flying up until recently, but then they suffered two defeats on the bounce there. Where would you rate Sligo's chances of making it through to the quarters? I was just thinking there, it'd be nice to see the three North West teams in the last eight of the FAI Cup, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think Sligo have to go into that game with a bit of positivity, Mark, because Bowes are one of them teams, when you look at them and you've watched them during the season, like, the 27 games, they've only drawn four games. So by and large, they either won the game or they lose a game. So, and Sligo, and we spoke about this before, Mark, about Sligo Rovers this season, they played quite well, you know. And again, like, John Russell has made a couple of good signings during the summer. Like, I think Patrick McLean coming in has been a positive for them, because he's shored up what was a bit leaky and a bit of an inexperienced back four. So McLean's come in and added strength and experience there. And they'll be positive as well in the fact that they got his red card from last weekend rescinded as well. But Sligo going to Bowes, like, I wouldn't back against Sligo, because, as I said, a lot of the time this season I've watched them play, and they have played well, and they've been unfortunate in certain games. So Sligo will be positive going down to play Bowes at Daly Mount. Although you would say from the outside looking in, Bowes would have to be favourites. But I certainly wouldn't back against Sligo.
Well, we'll see how the weekend plays out. Anthony Gorman, thank you very much for joining us here on The Score this evening.
Thanks a million, Mark. Thank you.